Good afternoon. Let me say to Nancy, our councilwoman who stays on point, thank you so much for being that leader on the city council who really embodies the principles of think globally and act locally. And Nancy, thank you very much for keeping the committee together and for ensuring that the East Bay continues to be the visionary congressional district in the entire United States Congress. So thank you very much. To our principal, Lynn, and the vice chair of the student body here at McClymonds, let me just say how proud I am of this great public school. You're showing, you know what? What a great education is about and how our students can benefit from stellar public schools. You know, subsequent to 9/11, I received many letters, beautiful letters, well-written letters from students at McClymonds. Unbelievable. And I just say that's a testimony to the teachers, to our school board members, and to the students here for making sure that McClymonds stands out in terms of our public school system. So thank you again, Lynn, and thank you again to Joshua. I'm very delighted that my colleague, Dennis Kucinich, the chair of the Progressive Caucus, is here with us for a few hours in the East Bay. You know, you heard Dennis speak. You don't know what it's like to work with him each and every day on the floor of Congress. Let me just say first, Dennis serves on the Education and Labor Committee, also on the Government Reform Committee, but he serves on the Subcommittee on National Security Oversight. So can you imagine having a person who's introduced legislation calling for the establishment of the Department of Peace on a National Security Subcommittee Oversight? I feel better about that committee now, and that subcommittee, Dennis. Dennis has led the Progressive Caucus in the last couple of years into areas and into a whole agenda that really has and is, well, I should say, is becoming mainstream now in our United States Congress. You know, we have several caucuses, the Congressional Black Caucus, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, the Congressional Women's Caucus. We also have the New Dems and the Blue Dogs. But, you know, out of all of those caucuses, the Progressive Caucus, which I am honored to serve as vice chair, we have more members than any of the other caucuses. And so our progressive agenda, sooner or later, is going to be the Democratic agenda in the United States Congress under Dennis' leadership. And, you know, we've worked together on the legislation calling for the establishment of the Department of Peace, and there were many friends here in the East Bay who really contributed to the writing and rewriting of this legislation to get it to a point where we all felt worthy of its introduction. And now we have over 40 co-sponsors. And I'm very proud of this bill. You know, some say that it's pie in the sky, diversionary, visionary, how can we ever get there? Well, I say, you know, at some point, we have to have a vision for where we want to go. And we must make sure that our communities know that we in Congress understand that peace should be an option both nationally, internationally, and locally. And so why should we back off of that? And I think introducing legislation to support that gives us that kind of momentum and that kind of an impetus that we need to help organize around the country around issues with regard to peace in our communities and peace throughout the world. Here in Oakland, California, in East Oakland, we are working on the establishment of the Martin Luther King Jr. Freedom Center. You know, this is a center where way back in the early 90s, when I was in the assembly, in the California Assembly, residents of East Oakland came to me and they said, you know, we have got to have a center here in this beautiful East Bay Regional Park where our young people can come to study War No More. This was in the early 90s. It said, we need a center where we can talk about conflict resolution, where our young people can come and begin to understand the teachings and the lives of Mahatma Gandhi and Cesar Chavez and Martin Luther King Jr. and Ron Dellums. You know, we need a place here in the East Bay where we can study conflict resolution and violence prevention. And we've been working very hard in this community to have a physical facility with a program based on these principles. And I'm really proud to say that Clara Greensfelter and many here, Jackie and Nancy and Randall and many, many people, our city officials, we've worked now and we've raised over, I think, $1 million for that to move it forward. And so this community is a community that believes in peace, not only in a theoretical sense, but in a real sense. And we're going to establish that Martin Luther King Center where we can hold our meetings and bring our young people to really become, help them become the new peacemakers for the world. Let me just mention a couple of things about the Progressive Caucus in terms of our agenda. You know, each year, of course, we have a budget. And, of course, this year, it's a budget that we don't accept that the president has submitted. It's a budget that calls for an increase of the military budget of, what, $45, $50 billion, which many of us don't accept. It's a budget that calls for cuts in public housing. It calls for cuts in job training. It calls for domestic cuts that, once again, many of us do not accept and many of us do not embrace. And under Congressman Kucinich's leadership, the Progressive Caucus has come up with an alternative to the Bush proposal, an alternative in terms of raising revenues and in terms of spending. And let me just give you a couple of examples, because sometimes C-SPAN and the press may cover our proposals, sometimes they don't. But believe me, in the United States Congress, we're working very hard on legislation and proposals to implement some of our initiatives. First of all, we have asked and said and introduced a measure to say that we should freeze the tax cuts for the wealthiest. Now, doesn't that make sense? We have identified, I believe it's about $398 billion over the next 10 years in income, $77 billion over the next 5 years, if in fact we just froze the tax cuts that were enacted last year. That's the minimum we should do in the Congress in order to make sure that Social Security is preserved, that we find resources for prescription drug benefit, for affordable housing, for our public schools. That's something that hopefully we can get our Democrats. I'm not sure where they're going to be this year, but believe me, the Progressive Caucus is working within our larger Democratic caucus to try to have our Democrats embrace this measure. Secondly, Superfund taxes. We've found that if we actually reimpose the Superfund taxes, that would bring in over 5 years, $8 billion. Over 10 years, $16 billion. Those are just two examples of the type of revenue-raising measures that we have found as a Progressive Caucus that could begin to turn this budget around. We know that defense is bloated. We know that this new defense budget with missile defense in it and all of the missile system support that the Bush administration is asking for, much of which is to support a Cold War era, really, defense department, doesn't make any sense. The Progressive Caucus, we found a way to shore up our defenses, make sure that our national security is preserved and that our public safety is enhanced. And I think ours is, what, about $219 billion? So, you know, we have spending limits, we have proposals to raise revenue, and we have proposals for where we think revenue should be spent. And that's on housing, on education, on a strong national defense, on the environment, on transportation, on infrastructure. We submitted a proposal this year to say that, you know, part of what our economy needs, I believe, and I think you believe, is infrastructure development. Jobs are created by developing our housing, by fixing our roads, by fixing our schools. Infrastructure development creates many, many thousands of jobs. The Progressive Caucus has submitted a proposal for just that. And I just share these few items with you so you will know that there are 60 members in Congress, not just myself, but Dennis Kucinich has really strengthened the Progressive Caucus, and we have a good 60 members working very, very hard on a progressive agenda, which once again, I think sooner or later will be mainstream agenda in the United States Congress. Finally, let me just say, yeah, that's going to, we know that's going to be the center agenda given the right way that we see this government going in terms of the right wing agenda right now. So our progressive agenda is going to be mainstream agenda. The final thing I have to say is that we have really an obligation, I believe, to leave this world a safer place, to leave this world more secure for our children. And each and everything we do, each and every day, I believe, should be about that. This community understands that. And I want to thank you so much for your support, for staying on point, for staying engaged, and really, once again, I've got to say, for being the most enlightened congressional district in the entire country. Thank you very much.